Sportsnet.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
True that. Well, yesterday I made a mistake of saying, do you really believe that we landed on the moon?
Uh-oh.
Actually, I made reference to Matt Labesh asking me that question. Editor, senior editor for the Weekly Standard. I knew I was getting myself into something, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have you with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio, or you can go to Bradley Dean, two different websites, one personal, one fan page. Again, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Friends, again, it's time to get busy. Let's get involved. Let's bring forth the change that's needed in this country. And the way that we do that is we begin to open up our mouths and act out what we believe from the heart. 1 John 3:18. Also wanted to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works. Faith without works is dead. And we are also showing you our love by our labor. Not one without the other. I also wanted to let you know, friends, too, before I get over to let you know that something that, well, maybe that you didn't know prior to listening to the Sons of Liberty today, phone lines are accessible. That's 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Stephanie?
Yes?
Before I get to the next point, there's a lot of people that have a say-so as to, have we been to the moon or have we not been to the moon?
I'm excited.
So let's get to the point.
It's going to be an interesting show.
Okay.
Well, the reason why that is, of course, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Did you ask me the question yet?
No, I didn't. So why is that?
Well, the reason why that is, you know, I just envision a group of people saying it's a terrible place to
of
be
course.
When you're. See, that's what all the sons and daughters of liberty are doing right now as they're listening to the show. They're saying it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head in unison. So we appreciate that, all you sons and daughters of liberty out there. Well, we'll get to the moon in just a moment, but of course we have to highlight.
You sure about that?
We might get to the moon. It might be a very high, interesting event here this today's show. But we want to feature our $100 donation to receive a constitutional silver dollar coin. Now, it's an interesting point that was brought up to my attention, too, is monthly Sons and Daughters of Liberty use sponsors, monthly donors who donate us $75 will also receive the silver dollar coin instead of the usual $100. The reason why that is, of course, is because monthly sponsors, Sons and Daughters of Liberty, get 25% off the product of the week every week. And this is what we're highlighting this week. So, Midas Resources believes in liberty, freedom, honesty, and trust, and is a proud sponsor of the Sons of Liberty. With your donation of $100 or more, or if you are already a monthly donor, $75, you will be sent a one-time gift, a constitutional silver dollar from Midas. This is a 100-year-old, real, authentic, precious
metal. It sounds like you're
metal.
Reading off a piece of paper. I do want to let people know that we are friends with Ted.
Of course we are friends
and
with Ted.
And if we didn't believe in what Ted was doing, we would not endorse what Ted is doing.
Of course.
The same with Ted, with us. You know,
right,
that's how it works.
I'm reading my blurb so everyone gets
okay.
The right information on the blurb.
Okay.
So it's a 100-year-old, real, authentic, precious metal silver
one.
Dollar. I know you want one.
Yes, that I do. I really like this.
Yeah,
stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
That was used as money in the United States.
Okay.
So, the coin's estimated value in today's market is about $32. So, if you call 1-866-233-0747, again, 1-866-233-0747, or you can go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And I just have to make this quick couple mentions here. If you go to Bradley Dean's Facebook page, there's always good gold nuggets, but I made a recommendation yesterday for The Prophet. I'm going to make another recommendation today. It's on the top. It's called The Little Girl Who Knew
awesome?
Better.
It
definitely will put a smile on your face. It's a YouTube clip. It's called The Girl Who Knew Better. It's on Bradley Dean's Facebook on his fan page. Also, I believe it's on Sons of Liberty. That will definitely put a smile on your face. In fact, I'm liking it right now because I,
you're the best.
Bethany Joy,
yes.
Like that one.
Cool.
One more good gold nugget of truth, and I'll let you take it away. This is by Theodore Roosevelt, who said, "No man is above the law, and no man is below it, mm-hmm. nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. Obedience to the law is demanded as a right, not asked as a favor."
That's right.
Theodore Roosevelt.
He understood the foundations of government. That's a biblical view of government, not an evolutionary view of government.
Amen. Great quote. Love
hey,
it.
Hey, wisdom will not hold a seat long in the head of that man who yielded up his heart to folly.
That's another good quote.
Let me say that again. Wisdom will not long hold a seat in the head of that man who yielded his heart up to folly. We know that the Bible tells us that a heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, you know, it's interesting. God knows that. That's why he gave us the word of God, so we would abide by it. And when we abide by it, it's commandments given unto us by our Creator, not suggestions. We've talked about that before. But in saying that, what happens when you get to the point where these people just have no shame? Now, yesterday I had actually brought up something, and I said it towards the end of the radio show. And I said, do you really believe that we went to the moon? And the reason I brought that up is because we were doing high school assemblies in Indiana. And when we were in Indiana, we had Matt Labesh, the senior editor for the Weekly Standard, on the road with us for a week touring high schools. Because he said he wanted to rock, and he wanted to tour with Junkyard Prophet. I'm the Junkyard Prophet drummer for the international band called Junkyard Prophet, junkyardprophet.com. So in saying that, he asked me just out of nowhere, he just shot from the hip and said, "Hey, Bradley, do you believe we've ever been to the moon?" And I looked at him and I said, "Well, me personally, no, not really." And he got all up in arms. I mean, it was in a funny way. But he said, "Bradley, I question your judgment on everything that you've told me." And I said, "Well, I question your judgment on everything that you've asked me." And I said, "Let me prove my point." So what I did is I got off the tour bus when we got into Indiana. There just happened to be a group of people that were coming out of the high school building because the basketball game just ended. And I said, "Let me play the reporter." So Matt come along with me, got outside the bus, started asking people, "Do you believe that we really went to the moon?" And Matt was right next to me, and he was shocked to hear what he heard. I said, "Ma'am, do you believe that we actually went to the moon?" She said, "Absolutely not." Then I went over to the other side, to the right of me, and started asking another guy, "Do you believe that we went to the moon?" He said, "Well, I'm not sure," and, you know, he was just undecided. So we kept asking people. Friends, about half of the people that we asked, "Do you believe that we ever went to the moon?" didn't believe that we ever went to the moon. And by the way, there was a good portion of people that weren't sure about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did the next day during the high school assembly in front of Matt Labesh, senior editor for Weekly Standard, the Weekly Standard out of Washington, D.C., who was touring with us for a week, I'd asked the students in front of him, and I said, "That guy over there believes that we've been to the moon." So I pulled him out. Friends, about half the hands went up that did believe that we went to the moon, and about half believed that we didn't. And again, a good portion out of that equation that I just gave you, do the math, weren't sure. So when we get back, let's talk about the facts really quick, because I got a lot to cover. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates. donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, they do it without shame. Wisdom will not long hold a seat in the head of that man who yielded up his heart to folly. And again, we know that I'm doing pretty good. We know that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Scripture tells us. That's in Jeremiah 17:9. I was right. I was actually thinking I was over in Revelation. Forgive me. I thought I was on the scripture concerning Jesus, where he said the testimony of Jesus Christ is prophecy. Sorry about that,
okay,
friends. Not wrong.
That's right. You never make mistakes. I mean, you thought you did once, but of course you're wrong.
Honey, that's
about that.
A little over the top. Let's talk about, you know, yesterday, again, as I was saying during the first segment, Matt Labesh asked me if we've ever been to the moon. What's your opinion? I said, I don't personally believe it. I remember when I was a little kid, too many people were saying that was staged. It wasn't real. This is how they've created a bureaucracy to funnel billions of dollars into the projects that they choose to actually allocate the finances to. I just heard a lot of stuff, and I always believed that there was limits to what man could do. I mean, there's no question God limits man and their capabilities. We're to find our faith in him, not create a faith in man, which makes them as big as God. And I'll tell you what, that's nothing new under the sun either, because when you go to Isaiah 14, you can see Satan was continuously trying to usurp God's authority because he always wanted to take praise away from God and give it unto himself. And that didn't fly very well. So anyways, in saying that, here's Buzz Lightyear. Chase, I'm going to need you on this one, so you're going to have to speak into the mouthpiece there directly. But this is Buzz Lightyear. Can you go ahead and set this piece up really quick, Chase?
Yes.
I got it in front of me. I'm going to play it here.
Yeah, so there's a filmmaker, and he went around just reviewing all the evidence. There's, you know, 10, 12 pieces of evidence based on the photography and the filming that created some speculation whether or not we actually did, whether or not it was staged. And he went around to the astronauts themselves and did some interviews, showed them the pieces of evidence. And at one point, he even went up to one of them. I don't know if it was Neil or Buzz or which one of these guys, but he even offered him $5,000 with a Bible in his hand. and said, swear on this Bible that you went to the moon, I'll give you $5,000 cash. Give it to a charity, whatever.
Right.
But just, can you do it? And he wouldn't do it.
Well, here's the question. If we've been to the moon, so what? That's really what it comes down to. So what? But how have they used it? Let's say Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Aldrin.
I'm being funny
okay,
here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's made a lot of money off of selling a lie to the people, and so has this government. Is that true or is that not true?
It's true.
There's no question about it. I've seen three of these guys in a show, probably about a five-minute span, and when they were asked about what was taking place on the moon, the first one seemed very uncomfortable. Okay. The other one said, don't ask me, ask them. And then the third one, actually, Buzz Lightyear actually punches this reporter. Listen to this, friends. This is Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Aldrin.
Yep.
Listen to this.
You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. Calling a kettle black, if you ever thought of it. Saying
you
I misrepresented
get
myself.
Away from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
Oh.
He Whoa. Said, you're a coward, a liar, and a thief. And right when he said that, Buzz Aldrin punched him in the face, friends.
Ooh.
You could see right off the bat he didn't want this man coming up to him. Why are they avoiding?
And
I mean, you'd think
so
that these people
it?
Would be, you'd think that these people would want to be in the spotlight because they've been to the moon and they've got a lot to tell the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the world, right? The only source of light is the sun, and the lack of air and atmosphere means no diffusion or refraction of light. So all shadows should be parallel, and in the shadows there should be complete darkness. But multiple photos show shadows whose angles are not parallel, suggesting multiple sources of light. And a photo of one of the astronauts is in the shadow of LEM, Lunar Excursion Module, shows him light up despite the blackness of the shadow around him. Okay.
Mm, very
you
good
got
point.
Some lighting other than the sun in that situation. There's got to be something.
Where did that come from?
Where would no the clue. Other light
was
come
that the,
from?
Was that the sunny state of California in one of the studios, do you think? I'm just asking,
like,
right?
Maybe they had like a flashlight. They're like flashing
I would
spotlights,
think so.
Flashlights.
Or maybe it was some friendly alien.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's probably,
what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Right? Maybe, I don't know, maybe E.T. was hanging out with him or something.
E.T.
He's got that
going
light on his
home.
Body, doesn't he?
Hey, folks, let's go to the next one. This is refute to their supposed facts. There's no burn crater under the LEM's 9,982-pound rocket engine in any footage or images, even though they must have used the rocket to land safely. That's a good question.
That is a good point. It would be
burning
up a little fuel there.
I would think, that
going to the moon takes a little bit of time.
Coming out of the fuselage and all that other good stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, where's the burn marks? I mean, if I light a candle, I mean, you can even see the swipe where, I lit it and it'll leave a black mark. But for some reason there's no
that's a great point
it's no honey
no.
It's the best
no
point.
That is a really good point. The point
there is no oxygen, so technically there wouldn't be a flame. Just throwing this out there.
So
there wouldn't be the black marks, but there would be a big hole in the ground.
That's right. Okay,
right.
I'll give that to you a little bit, but I would still suspect that there'd
there
be a black
be
mark
something.
From the flame, because the thrust
right.
of the fire would
right.
leave some sort
There's
of mark.
I saw a video with this point. I saw a video of a 500-pound rocket blow through concrete.
Yes.
And
Whoa.
This 9,000-something-pound rocket didn't leave a scratch. Didn't
yes.
leave the dust, nothing.
It have you
like
ever seen,
there.
And speaking of that, have you ever seen the video of the car that got behind one of the jet engines on a runway? It totally blew the car right off course.
Yeah.
So we're talking about some serious power, and for some reason, there's nothing there.
But you're saying,
sissy?
What Chase was just saying was the fact that you just saw that thing blow through something else and it did not leave a mark. Is that what you're saying?
No, it did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a 500-pound rocket that could blow through concrete. This thing is more than, like, 20 times as powerful.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, yep.
So. Go ahead.
That's a great point. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, just like you said, if you do the smallest little thing with any kind of little flame, it always leaves a little mark. And even if it doesn't, if it's landing on the moon, there should be a little bit of something
Chase,
going on
Chase, can you do me a favor and go online right now and just tell me how much NASA has actually used financially through the American taxpayers actually to fund their excursions?
I do know there is a big push to make sure that we landed on the moon, because JFK
of course.
Had talked about that. So
of course.
It was a big thing to make sure
but
that we had.
You have to keep in mind that gives power to government if
exactly.
the people really believe it, and that's the danger of this whole thing.
That's
Let me go to
exactly
the next
right.
one. The footage of the astronauts moonwalking looks like it was filmed in the Earth's gravity if you double its speed. Some actually think that the wires were used to create a little extra lift in their jumps to try and mimic the moon's 1/6 gravity relative to the Earth's. Okay. By the way, friends, there is no debate. Okay. I just want everybody to understand. I'm just giving you the absolute foolishness in which we're being told. This is just where I'm at.
And listen,
wisdom will not long hold a seat in the head of that man who yielded up his heart to folly. Listen, they can send a man to the moon, but they can't bring forth the cure to a man going bald or the common cold. You know, and yesterday we were talking about the stupidity of evolution, right? It's idolatry is what it is. The fool has said it in his heart that there is no God, Psalm 14. And just when you begin to think about the stupidity involved, friends, it's not really, it's not like it just innocently happens. It's purposed. Because, again, the enemy of your soul always wants to elevate man in the place of God. And the way to do that, what were you going to say, Steph?
I was going to say, and why would you get so angry? I mean, if you had gone to the moon, you would think you'd want to share your knowledge with the world. You'd
of
be
course.
Speaking at university campuses,
sure.
And you would be all over the world
nope.
on interviews. I think they did one interview, on-camera interview, after they were done, when they came back, you know, supposedly.
How busy were these guys when they got back from the moon? I think some of them are still there. But go ahead. How many interviews did they do? You said one, correct?
I'm missing what you're saying here.
I'm asking you how many interviews have these astronauts done? Because the interviews that I've seen, they didn't want to be interviewed.
Nothing. They avoid the topic at all costs.
Yeah. Why is that? Because maybe their life is at stake. Because if they were to actually come forth and tell the truth,
sounds like they're in between a rock and a hard place. When it
literally, but guess what? They put themselves there, right?
Truth.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
And the thing is,
something else interesting. The three original astronauts, one of them who is known to be an extremely, you know, he was a man of integrity and character. In one of the test flights, they filled the chamber with oxygen. They got burned alive. Before the Apollo flights went off, they would have been the moon astronauts, but they all died. And then these guys came in to take their place and went to the moon.
They just had to do it, right?
So the guy that was filled with integrity was actually killed. Otherwise, he would have been the one on the quote-unquote flight to the moon.
He made a statement on film saying, how the heck are we going to get to the moon if we can't even talk with these radios between three buildings? In sarcasm, he was saying, there's no way we're going to make it with this kind of technology.
Yeah, right, of course.
Right. And then he died.
And of course, you know, if we've been to the moon, why aren't we continuously going there? There should be lots of flights.
I think there's a lot of people that are on the moon.
I know they
those
live
that believe
the moon.
That we've been there,
that,
they
yeah.
need to come back to Earth really
right.
quick. Okay, one of the photos show the reflection of what looks like a studio light hanging from a rope wire in one of the astronauts' helmets. Okay.
Hmm.
There are no stars in any pictures, even though there was no atmosphere, no clouds, and no light pollution. We can see stars here on Earth through those filters, so stars on the moon would be significantly brighter and more numerous, yet we don't see any stars. I think they forgot about that.
That is
I mean,
a great
folks,
point.
Do you believe we've been to the moon? 1-866-233-0747. And we're going to get a guy that says, yeah, I believe that we've been to the moon. I bet he's also the guy that believes that Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy. Right? Or the Muslims actually...
National Moon Day, April 1st.
That's the attack to two towers. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back, exposing those that believe we've been to the moon. All right? Cool.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to Earth, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, if you'd like to call in and weigh in, you can call us from the moon if you'd like to. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now is the time to do that. Chase, really quick, how much money has NASA made off of the, I don't even know what you want to really say.
The moon situation.
Looks like. And I can't even say that. I was going to say delusion. I don't want to say that. The farce, I don't want to say that. That's not the right word that I'm looking for here.
The final cost.
The greatest con done to the American people by its government, at least one of them. That's what I believe anyways.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. How much money?
The final cost of the project Apollo was reported to Congress at $25.4 billion.
That was a B.
Who's that working for, Brian?
Billion. Yeah.
Billion.
I don't know. With inflation, that's up quite a bit nowadays.
That's a lot of money. Where's all that money going?
Oh, my God.
I'm just kind of curious.
Who make the material?
Probably.
$24 billion.
It didn't really go where they said they went.
Maybe
it
goes to their pensions or something.
Is that $24 billion in 1963? Is that the year?
73.
1973. $24 billion is huge today. What would that have been in 1973?
$24 billion.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Thank you.
There was a rock in one of the pictures with a clearly visible, almost perfectly symmetrical letter C on it. Not a natural occurrence. As if it was a studio prop. The same picture appeared in later publications, friends, without the C.
Oh.
Interesting. See, they always... kind of scandal they attempt to bring forth, they always get popped because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known.
That's right.
Let's make the next point. The flag in the video footage is clearly shown to be moving with the wind on the moon. The problem is there's no wind on the moon. The flag is seen moving not only when it is being planted, but when no one is touching it.
Huh.
These little stumbling blocks of truth.
I think, you know, to me so far, the whole thing about having no stars in the background, which would have been amplified, of course, if they were on the moon. Yeah, and the shadowing, that's to me, those are my favorites so far, but that's a good one, too.
Okay, there is multiple film reels of the astronauts on the rocket during the same dates as a supposed landing with radio correspondence to an unknown third party instructing how to create illusion of deeper space travel than was actually true and using the window, lighting, and transparencies to create the visual effect of the Earth being much farther away than it actually was. For those that may think that, Bradley, you guys are crazy. Again, we had Matt Labesh, senior editor for the Weekly Standard, on the road with us. We got off the bus. A basketball game was just ended. We started to talk to a crowd of people. Half of the people believed that we did go to the moon, and a good portion of those weren't sure. And I got to say, half of the people believed that we didn't go to the moon, and half of the people did believe. Now, take that equation, however you want to roll that into these numbers here, you're going to have to, because I didn't really try to get, you know, some sort of equation or a piece of the pie out of that circle. Coming up with these numbers, you kind of get the point.
This is so interesting.
Yes,
we're just looking at the screen.
All right,
here.
Hey, Mike, we got Mike calling from Pennsylvania. You got Bradley and Stephanie. And by the way, Chase is a part of this show, talking about those that have went to the moon. Your thoughts, sir?
God bless you all, first off.
Sure.
Second thing is, we didn't go to the moon.
No.
Well, I'm just telling you, Mike. There's a PDF, it's called. It's by Ralph Rene. It's called NASA Moon to America.
That's
really good. That's good. Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
NASA Moon to America by Ralph Rene. It's a big PDF and it has the big book. And I got one of the old books when he was still alive. It's autographed and he's been dead for a couple of years now. But
was that natural causes?
The photographs just sink them. Mm-hmm. And the text behind it's even better.
Okay.
The numbers don't add. The physics don't add. They got the fake photographs, but the crosses in front of the. This is funny. They had these lenses with crosses on the crosshairs. So somehow the parts of the pictures were getting between the crosshairs and the image in the.
Almost like they were doctored up a little bit, huh? I remember reading a little bit about that too.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff. It really is. This is crazy. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. I got a lot to hit here, okay?
I like that.
I really do appreciate
you
calling.
Folks,
1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We want someone that actually believes that we've been to the moon. And the first thing I'm going to ask him is, were you there?
We might not get a call if, you know, we're asking someone.
You never. Hey, listen, we got emails yesterday saying, hey, I don't believe we've been to the moon either, but we got to find someone that actually believes that we've been to the moon. And you can't be a politician. Okay. Because we know who has been capitalizing off the, you know,
that's true.
NASA Moon to America the most. It's those that did the moon in.
Now, I do have to say that just the thing that you just mentioned about how the circle of the shape of the Earth and so on and so forth, I remember watching that in the documentary, how they did the shadow, and you could see literally where it was being filmed through a hole on the aircraft itself. It was just very interesting how they did that, and they put it all together in such a way, it was like, wow.
I'm not saying technology isn't way above and beyond what we thought we could do. I'm not questioning that whatsoever, okay? But I am saying that if we believe that Big Brother has this much technology, okay, you give them a whole lot of power, and I'll tell you what you're doing is you're operating through fear to believe that they have the power in which they really don't have. And by the way, that was manufactured. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that technology is not way out there, because listen, I see, when you look at a cell phone, that is incredible. When you use a cell phone, that is incredible. When you use a camera, to me, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
When signals go from a tower to another tower, that's incredible to me. When I can talk to someone in California in less than 5 seconds after I dial their phone number, that to me, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. So I'm not saying that it's not possible. I'm just simply saying, friends, I believe in this particular situation that, as Mike just got done telling us from Pennsylvania, I believe NASA mooned us.
That's right.
And I'm not saying that to be derogatory. It really, what a great way to say it, really.
And of course, we're talking about 1973 here. Let's say, for example, a computer, just this is a raw example. If you have a computer from even, you know, let's say 5 to 7 years ago, it's this big, bulky, boxy-looking thing with the big screen. It changes.
What are you talking about, the computer?
I'm talking about computers.
Oh, yeah, you should have seen the phones back in the 80s. So, it's like, wow, you're going to hit someone with that?
Yeah, so look at the phones back in the 80s compared to the technology today. So we're talking about technology in 1973 as compared to technology today is a huge, huge difference. If you look at simply computers from 5 years ago compared to today, we got these big square boxes.
That's what they say.
These are sleek.
There's more technology in your iPhone than there is in the Apollo spacecraft.
I was just going to ask you that.
That's pretty well true.
Well, we were just in Washington, D.C., Chase, and we went through that whole space museum, and I'm just looking at this stuff saying, this is baloney, dude. What was your thought?
Well, I mean, it looked pretty good. They got the Apollo whatever LEM, the lunar excursion module, whatever.
The lunatic module.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It looked pretty good for getting all the way to the moon and back.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked just like
it
was. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was actually the same stage.
Do you ever drive your car to, like, you know, an hour away and back and have it look great?
Yeah, I do.
No, I'm talking about, like, you know, where, for example, it's, you know, there's a little bit of wear and tear that happens on a vehicle just from traveling, you know, on your tires.
I would say to the moon, that would be the situation.
There'd be a little bit of wear and tear. So I'm saying if this that you're talking about.
The whole thing's covered in tinfoil. I mean, that's literally what it is. It's like reflective tinfoil for the
time. I think they were baking potatoes up there.
It must have been.
Or corn.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is, too, is when I look at an airplane, a jet, that is incredible to me.
Yeah.
A helicopter, that is incredible technology to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. When you see some of the military, their gear that they're using today, that is impressive stuff. Infrared is impressive. I mean, I can go down the line of things that are impressive to me. And I'm sure there's a lot of technology that we're not aware of, friends, but we don't want to give power over to those that are actually warring against us.
That's a great point. And when by saying that we've quote-unquote been to the moon, you know, we're beating out other countries and other nations because they're trying to do it first, okay?
Yeah, well,
and then you standing on, you think, oh, the government, look at what they can do.
Oh, man, look at what they can do, man.
Men are obedience because
they're
all
doing
powerful.
This and they're doing that and they're doing the other thing.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to them allocating finances.
That's right.
From the taxpayer to things that aren't necessarily their
job. That's what I was just going to say. Chase, you're just tracking with me. I'm tracking with you here, brother. It's interesting who's paying the bills, friends.
Right. Yep.
You are.
Yeah, and then it goes from, you know, space protection to, well, now it's scientific exploration and we're just going to take some of this money and throw it where we want to throw it.
And people will be a lot more happy
Kind of like Homeland Security. They're there to protect us. And all of a sudden, now we're the terrorists. And wasn't it this government that said we were the ones that were under attack after September 11th? And now all of a sudden, the terrorists are those that believe in Christ and those that have guns and those that are pro-life. And boy, this is just amazing how this works. Of course, you don't trust a government with that much power. And let's keep in mind, friends, they work for us. We don't work for them.
That's right.
Okay, let's get to another point. Talking about those that have been mooned by NASA, promulgating the lie. The Van Allen radiation belts.
This is the big one.
Okay, here we go. The Van Allen radiation belts are held in place by the Earth's magnetic field between 600 to 15,500 miles above the surface. No other expeditions have gone into that territory of space. A later space shuttle flight to 400 miles reported seeing shooting stars with their eyes closed, which is the radiation hitting the retinas of their eyes. There's no way any life form could survive going through those belts without extreme radiation protection, which the Apollo flights did not have, especially not without recognizing any effects of the radiation whatsoever, which the astronauts claimed they did not see, feel, or realize.
They didn't feel a thing.
Okay, there again, this is what I'm saying. God has limitations.
That's right.
And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that just brings exact clarification that I needed to prove my point. Okay, let's go to the next one. The crosshairs, as our friend Mike in Pennsylvania just said, and you, Chase, as well, the crosshairs of the camera appear behind objects in multiple photographs, suggesting that the images were doctored or edited after being taken. Well, of course.
Yeah.
See, when you lie, it was Martin Luther that said, listen, when you tell one lie, then you got to cover it with another lie. And then you got to cover it with another lie until it turns into a big, huge snowball, and you can't stop the lie. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Two photographs from the Apollo 15 landing having identical backdrops, one with the limb and one without, even though NASA claims they were taken miles apart. Can you imagine the consciences of those that have had to carry this lie for years on end, even till their deaths? Oh, boy, did NASA moon America. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie. By the way, we got Chase part of the show today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. One more phone call, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about how NASA has mooned America. And again, friends, I'm not saying that to be derogatory, but that's really what happened. Isn't it interesting? They're trying to get the American people to believe that they can do stuff on the moon that they have yet to do on the Earth. That's another thought. Here's another point, exposing them for their lies. Again, Scripture tells us there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And I'm going to play a piece here in just a second with Neil Armstrong. He looks absolutely miserable during this interview. And how couldn't he be? Because he's had to carry this with him throughout his whole life. Well, actually, a good portion of his life. But here's this next point. All this, besides the extreme temperatures they would have faced on the moon's surface, plus or minus 250 degrees Fahrenheit, and the sheer mathematical impossibility that the LEM could have docked safely with the rocket orbiting the moon going 4,000 miles per hour from a standstill, not to mention the fuel it would require. It makes the whole thing pretty unlikely.
Wow.
Now, friends, just to show you again our opposition, okay? I've opened up the lines, 1-866-233-0747, And the next thing I know is, you know, I'm going to be capped on for actually opening the lines up to the blogger friends that actually believe that we did go to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've had your opportunity, and I thank you for proving my point. I want to go to the next point really quick because I got a short amount of time. But here's Neil Armstrong's cryptic speech at the White House in 1994. Listen carefully.
On the 25th anniversary of the event in 1994, Neil Armstrong made a rare public appearance and held back tears as he spoke these brief cryptic remarks before the next generation of taxpayers as they toured the White House.
Today we have with us a group of students among America's best. To you, we say, we've only completed a beginning. We leave you much that is undone. There are great ideas undiscovered, breakthroughs available to those who can remove one of truth's protective layers.
Boy, does he look like a happy camper?
No, he
looks
not.
Heavy, doesn't he? By the way, cryptic means having a meaning that is mysterious or obscure.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that was very cryptic, mysterious, very obscure. It's like he was trying to say something without saying it. Like, read between the lines, guys, what I'm trying to tell you here, but I can't really tell you what I'm trying to tell you, or I'm choosing not to, obviously.
Right. I bet they watched him
pretty
closely throughout his whole life, and I'm sure they were told before they actually began to, mm-hmm. you know, the initiation of bringing mm-hmm. forth this lie that they wanted to throw on the American people. Not a one of them.
But
I mean,
you're
this,
right.
Hey, by the way, this video, friends, is posted on Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. Check it out. Watch the whole thing. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty intriguing. It's very thought-provoking.
And it's very factual. All the information and documentation we brought up today. I mean, those facts are stubborn things.
They're all presented, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're all laid to your candor, friends. They're right there for you to see. There's no, well, what about this and what about that? Again, as I said, friends, if they can't explain it, it's because they themselves don't understand it. And in this particular situation, they don't understand it because it never happened. It's always waged at the things of God, without question. And by the way, friends, the Bible is supernatural in origin. Therefore, take heed to its promises of heaven and warning of hell. And let's see if you can actually qualify to enter into heaven. I want to ask you the question, have you ever lied before, even once? White lies, so on and so forth. Have you ever stolen anything of value or relevance? The value is completely irrelevant. Jesus said, whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. Friends, have you ever looked at a woman or a man with lust? Because if you have said yes to these three questions, by your own admission, you're a lying, thieving adulterer at heart. I didn't tell you that. I mean, I didn't claim that I was a liar, a thief, or adulterer. I put the question to my listeners. So by your own admission, friends, if you're guilty of these, you're the liar, you're the thief, and you're the adulterer at heart. And again, we've only looked at three of the Ten Commandments, and that's how God sees you, because nothing is hid from his holy eyes. So the next question I have for you is, will you be innocent or guilty on the day of judgment? Because you need to listen to your conscience. Conscience means with knowledge. Because you know that you will be guilty and therefore end up in hell by your own choices. Deuteronomy 30:19. And that's not God's will. He provided a way for you to be forgiven. He sent his son to take your punishment because God commendeth his love towards us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He was bruised for our iniquities. Jesus then rose from the dead and defeated death because we see in Scripture the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, if this is the first time that you've been confronted with the law of God, which is the schoolmaster to bring you under Christ, Galatians 3:24, pray this with me. Dear God, I repent of all my sins. Name them. And this day I put my trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Savior from sin, not in sin. Please forgive me and grant me your gift of everlasting life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. That's the gospel. That's what makes the gospel make sense. You know, the gospel, another word or term for the gospel, means good news. Well, there is no good news if you don't realize your condition before a just and a holy God.
Man doesn't need a doctor until he realizes he has an ailment.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So, as the Bible says, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. The law shows you your helplessness, your sin before a just and a holy God. It leads you to the cross where you can repent before him and where the blood of Jesus Christ washes you and cleanses you from all your sin, and his grace empowers you to overcome sin as Christ is united with you in your heart. That's the gospel message.
Amen.
And that's the order that makes sense, and there's an anointing because that's the way that the Lord intended it through his word. So
the anointing breaks the yoke, my friends.
Amen. Amen. So those of you who are listening and you're saying, wow, way to go, Sons of Liberty, you guys delivered another power pack punch again here today. You know, it's just truth. We bring forth truth in all different levels, but the truth that we mainly bring forth is from the Word of God, and we look at these different things that, you know, go against the Word of God, like what we're talking about here today. But for those of you who can sponsor, please do. Call us at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I guarantee you this is a radio show like none other, because not only are you receiving the problems that are going out there and what you see in the world that so many people are just overwhelmed by, but you're also getting the answers which are found in Jesus Christ, the empowerment, the hope to say we can do this thing just like our founding forefathers did. They fought against a tyrant. They had Christian principles and fighting for our country. And what are we going to do with our country now that we've got the baton passed to us?
Amen.
Are we going to preserve it for our posterity, or are we going to let the ball drop and say, you know, I'm too busy entertaining myself, doing whatever I want to do? No, we need to stand up, man up, woman up, and fight up and get the job done, just like many people sacrifice for us before that, and are still sacrificing today, believing in that Constitution and our freedom. We have freedom and liberty to do what we can do here because many men have sacrificed their lives and women. Let's not trample on that sacrifice.
That's
Let's uphold it. Let's go forward. Let's fight to restore this country back to its constitutional republic, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, as the flags that were flying were no king, but King Jesus. Let's go back to that motto and support what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty. Amen.
How much time do we got, Chase? I was just going to say, cowards did not establish this republic, and cowards will not preserve it. And then I was thinking about Edmund Burke when he said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Just think about that. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. Friends, tomorrow what I want to talk about, this week has been a blast for me.
It really has
because it's out there. It's things that people talk about, but they never focus in on these things. And it's always kind of the abstract, and it's important information. But I also got to tell you this, friends, the best teachers are often found in the corners. And the information that I bring to the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis is often the stuff that's often left I don't want to say undebated, but unspoken of. And I want to bring that to the table because it's very good information. And that information we need to begin to go back and forth over until we actually let the Lord plant the seeds in our heart. And I think a lot of this stuff is very relevant. Tomorrow what I'm going to talk about, speaking of which, I want to get to what the Bible has always said.
I was glad that you were going to say that because I was hoping that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. It's unbelievable, great, undisputable information that I am excited for
tomorrow. The champion. The Bible says, okay, for example, and then science now says, and then science then. I'll give you an example. The earth is a sphere. Isaiah 40:22. God said, okay, science now says the earth is a sphere. But there are those that wanted to question God's authority and his written word because back in the day, science then said the earth was a flat disc.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing flat back in the day was their heads.
That's right.
Friends, because again, if God said it, that settles it.
God said, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not.
Amen.
Nothing has changed in his word. People have changed to conform themselves back to the word of God, but the word of God has always remained the same, and it always will.
Did you know back in the day, and I'm talking about when people were stupider than they are now.
Okay.
Well, I know there's stupid people still today.
A different kind of stupid?
A different kind of stupid.
Yes.
Okay, good point. There was only 1,100 stars, science said, back then.
Huh.
Science now says incalculable number of stars. The Bible has always said in Jeremiah 33:22, incalculable number of stars. So again, man departs only to find out that God's word was absolutely the truth and unmovable, immutable. Friends, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sons and
daughters of liberty.
1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.